Support for KPLU comes from Sutter Home and Hearth, a fixture in Ballard since 1979, serving Seattle and Eastside homes with a variety of energy-efficient fireplaces. More information at sutterhearth.com.
Please welcome Rochelle Farrell.
When you were new, I'm about to speak. see the machinations, the mechanism of auto monitoring. Analog in a digital age. Analog monitoring in a digital age. If you stay, so when I put my headphones on, I can hear the soft, subtle parts, and I do not have to overdrive my instrument. If you stay, I know you, those of you in the audience right now, cannot hear me as well, but I must deliver the song with authenticity, emotional authenticity. I cannot scream or project sensitivity in softness and tenderness. It must be done. Real time, real thing, yours and mine, this thing we're sharing, we're creating together. Just consider me the instrument, you are the musicians now. Consider me along with the instruments. Consider me quality control. If you stay every day, if you stay every day, we are connected right now. Notice the conversation. Notice the quality of listening. Is based upon an evident of the quality of response in him. Jazz, improvisation, art mimicking life, life mimicking art. Oh, yeah, yes. So if you agree to engage with us in the same way that every day will be, of this thing we're creating will be Valentine's Day.
Pleasure at the piano. Rochelle Farrell singing live in the studios here at KPLU. It's a pleasure to have you here, Rochelle. And
thank you, Abe. The pleasure is all mine.
First, aware of you with your album First Instrument, and you kind of mentioned it in the song there. And I wonder if you could just blew my mind when I first kind of wrapped my mind around the concept of the voice as an instrument. Mm-hmm, and could you talk about that a little bit?
The voice as an instrument? Well, it's kind of an easy thing to grasp because we all have the same thing. We all have, you know, the basic tool of the voice. And then what we imbue in the voice is, you know, what creates our personalities, our experiences, our consciousness, you know, and gives evidence to who we are in our consciousnesses, in our spirits, in our hearts. It all comes through the voice. And so it's something that's at ground floor, at the foundation of being, you know, being human is the voice, and how riches, life, and good and goodness can flow through the voice or just like anything else powerful and elemental to existence, like fire and water and, you know, the basic elements of existence, you know, of nature. It could be, there's a duality there. It could be of benefit, tremendous benefit, and a great source of life and living and goodness, or it could be destructive. So it's the same principle here. And we all recognize that in ourselves because we're all grown here. The voice, you know, the power of life and support and goodness and love and peace and prosperity and harmony and all of these wonderful, marvelous, life-giving things can come through the voice or the exact opposite. And so the thing, same thing occurs with the voice as an instrument consciously and set apart from life itself and from being. I've taken the voice and put it in service of life, put it in service to life itself so we can see reflected back to us like a painting, like a Rembrandt or Van Gogh. We view the painting and experience not only the greatness of the painting or the beauty of the painting, but what the painting says to us, how it speaks to us personally and individually.
We would love to hear another song, Rochelle. What do you have for us next?
I think I'd like to share. I'm a little hesitant. That's why I'm saying, because I'm contemplating sharing something with you that's, you know, very close to my heart. It's a song that was written by myself and in my band, and it's on a CD that I've been working on since 2010.
Oh boy, look at that.
I'm
in.
Okay, Abe, thank you. Your response tipped the scales, tipped the balance. Okay, this is a song entitled I've been working on it for so long, which is why I'm a little hesitant, and it's, you know, my little baby, so I'm showing you my baby now. It's a song entitled Love Is All Around, and it was a response that just kind of welled up in my spirit. I was flying from somewhere to someplace else. I was at 30,000 some odd feet, and it just came rushing through me like water, and I had to grab a piece of paper and just begin to write. And it was this response, my spirit's response and my heart's response to this explosion of technology and this explosion of social media and what lies back of it. What lies back of our scurrying to be known and to share everything from the profound to the base in us as humanity, as a society, this need to reach out in anonymity. I want to reach out in complete anonymity. I want to share profoundly personal things, but I don't want you to know my name. I don't want to actually touch you physically. And I need to know that you're there, because I'm looking for something. I need love, but I need protection as well. And so there's this strong desire out of the archetypal need for connection. And this is what this song is about. Love is all around. Only do a portion because it's kind of long. And I'm trying to call up the lyrics now from the hard drive. So often we feel so all alone, calling, texting, emailing, messaging, 'cause there's nobody home. Constantly blindly reaching out when we should have been reaching in, wanting to know what love's all about through her, through him, when love is all around. Love is all around. Love is all around me. Love is all around me. Mm-hmm.
infuses itself in everything that I am. Infinite kaleidoscopic, enigmatic, I can't stop it, and nobody can. Like the freest flower growing wild, like me in the moment, too shy to smile. Love all around. Love is all around me. Yeah. It's everything I can and everything I cannot see. Yes, love is all around, me. It's all around me. Oh, all around me. Oh, all around.
Yes, sir.
All around me is everything I cannot see, and everything I can see is everything. Absolutely, positively, everything. The good and the bad. It's the kiss. It's the blow. It's the love that you made last night. It's the anger, poverty, and hunger still existing in our society. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh. It's the human anger, human indignation at pain and suffering. It's the hatred of war. Love is the hatred of war. It's all around. It's all around. Oh, oh, oh.
Rochelle Farrell, live in the studios with Mo Pleasure at the piano. Rochelle, that was a beautiful song. I would love to ask about how songwriting works for you. It seems that it just is so organic and natural. And I wonder if you have a songwriter that you model yourself after, or if it just really is that organic.
Both.
Yeah.
Everything above.
Yeah.
Basically, taken from the whole concept and the idea of the song, the theme of the song of love being all around, which encompasses everything. Those things which we traditionally understand and expect and receive and embrace as love, and those things which we do not. Even the idea of hatred, which we eschew. Mm-hmm. But the hatred of war? Oh, that's a different thing. It's a very different thing. Now we need that tremendously powerful negative energy to express the truth of our love for humanity. Mm. So toward your question, I encompass everything, and I call upon absolutely everything and everyone, those whom I love and adore what they do as songwriters and beings and people, and those who I abhor. Get on my last nerves.
Right.
All of it, you know, comes in and gets synthesized and then comes out as my own personal style of songwriting, my own personal style of singing, approaching the gift from God that is music and art.
Now, you haven't done a lot of albums, but I understand, as you said, you're working on a new one, and I can't wait to hear more about how the album's coming along.
Thank you, Abe. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you just touched me. The audience touched me so deeply in a very sensitive and a fragile and vulnerable space when you said, "We love your baby." That makes me feel so good because it allows me to get the positive feedback I need to know that I am still on purpose. Because it's a huge risk to not only just stand up here and give from ourselves in this way and run the risk of making mistakes and hitting clinkers and bloopers. And
nobody noticed, Mo. It's okay.
And give. We brave those elements, you know, and call upon our courageousness in order to bring the gifts that we have, hoping that you'll see through that, you know, because we're all human. We all have the same challenge to bring our gifts, you know, in spite of our challenges, in spite of our foibles or quirks or weaknesses or inabilities or frailties or the fact that I'm hungry right now and I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? So this idea of receiving what I've given, what I've offered, just makes me soar. So I say thank you. Please give yourselves a hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
You really are.
And just from the perspective of the radio station, I want to thank all of our Leadership Circle members for their support of this radio station. It's thanks to you that we can present folks like Rochelle Farrell and Mo
Pleasure.
I
did not know that. You all are responsible on that level as well?
That's right.
Oh, my heavens.
We brought the big timers.
You mean I'm in front of big wheels and I need to realize it? Thank you so much. Thank you for providing in the macrocosm as well as in the microcosm. You know, conceptually and financially and with your stated value, your stated acknowledgement of the value of this moment, of providing for us in this way, and then to be able to touch and provide for me and nourish me at the level of my creativity and my songwriting, I'm really moved right now. So I'm going to shut up before I start crying.
Rochelle Farrell, again, with Mo Pleasure at the piano. Again, thanks to our Leadership Circle members for being here. It's a real pleasure. Live from the studios at KPLU, I think we've got time for one more song. What do you think, you guys? You got one more in you?
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah? No, that's it. Good night.
That tips the scale again.
We got one more, and Rochelle's going to come over to the piano.
This is a song called I Can Explain. Thank you. quite where to start. Said that no, one has loved me like you do. Like you do. But no one ever loved me not like you do. Cry.
baby, yes you did. Like no one else, like no one else before you. But no one has ever loved me like you do. No one has ever loved me like you do. Not like you do.